St. Paul, or not St. Paul, St. James the Apostle has this to say in today's epistle. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanness and abundance of wickedness, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. How many times have we heard from Catholics that they don't go to Mass because they don't get anything out of it? Well, St. James here is explaining to us why that may be the case. There's a certain preparation that we need to do when we come to Mass to hear the Word of God. St. James says, cast away all uncleanness and abundance of wickedness. You see, we need to have a soul purified of sin, first and foremost of mortal sin. This is why frequent confession is so important, to cleanse our souls, to instill God's grace in our souls, and open up our hearts and our minds to receive the Word of God. So we get away, or we cast away the uncleanness of sin, an abundance of wickedness. That is, don't come to Mass with a bad will, that is, a will that is not detached from sin. Don't come to Mass with a will still intending to commit sin. And at the same time, don't come with indifference, with an I don't care attitude. You know, if we come with an I don't care attitude, well then no, we will not receive the Word of God into our minds and hearts. But with meekness receive the Word, with meekness and docility. That is, accepting the truth that we hear and having that willingness to put it into practice in our lives. Why? Because it is able to save our souls. There is the goal laid out for us. Because the truth of the Word of God, if received, if put into practice, will save our souls. And so what does the Word of God have to say to us today? Well, it talks about the gift of the Holy Spirit. Again, St. James says, dearly beloved, every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father. We all know what it's like to receive gifts, natural gifts, those gifts from here below. On birthdays, at Christmas, etc., we receive gifts from family and friends. Okay? But those gifts are destined to perish, to fall away. But the best gifts, the perfect gift, comes from above, comes from our Heavenly Father, and is supernatural, and is ordered never to fall away, but to lead to eternal life. In fact, one of the proper names of the Holy Spirit is gift, the gift par excellence. And so our Lord in today's gospel, this is taking place after the period of the resurrection. He's now preparing his apostles for his departure, his return to the Father. And he says, I go to him that sent me. That is, he was sent by the Father into this world to accomplish the work of redemption. And now that it is accomplished, he has risen from the dead. Now he returns to the Father. But he does not intend to abandon us, to leave us to ourselves. But instead he promises to send the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, as our advocate and to enlighten us to the truth. He says that he will send him to us, and when he has come, he will convince the world of three things: of sin, of justice, and of judgment. He will convince the world of sin. Why? Because they believed not in me. This is the first sin that our Lord is talking about. The Jews who did not believe in him, they will convince him. The Holy Spirit will come, speaking through the very mouths of the apostles, and convince them of their sin. Give them an opportunity to repent, to believe, and to be saved. of justice, because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no more. Now this is justice, our Lord, who was treated unjustly while he was in this world, though innocent, was condemned to death, was tortured, was crucified, and buried. Maximum injustice. But now we have the justice of the Father, bringing his obedient Son to his right hand. And thus, we will see him no longer, because he has ascended to the Father. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged and already condemned. The devil and his minions have been conquered and crushed underfoot. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. We see how the completion of our Lord's revelation to the apostles is gradual. He understands the weakness of the apostles, the human condition, and in fact wishes to follow his plan right from the beginning of time. That is a gradual revelation of himself and of his divine plan. And so there are still many things he wants to teach the apostles that they then ought to go and teach the faithful, but they cannot bear them now. Okay, in due time, I will unfold the rest of the meaning of what has been revealed. Now here we have the teaching of the development of doctrine. Okay, a deepening of the understanding of those things which have been revealed. You cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. And so we have the Holy Spirit to guide the church. This ought to be an enormous consolation for us. And now we have many Christians out there who claim that they are led by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. And yet, among these different so-called denominations, there is disagreement about what the truth means. Truths of the faith and moral truths. So then who has the Spirit? The church. The church has the Spirit. We know that by 1 Timothy 3:15, which says that the church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth. Why? Because the Spirit of truth acts within that church. Which church are we talking about? The one that Christ founded on Peter. There is the Spirit of truth. There we can find the truth. And so the Spirit of truth will teach us all truth, because he does not speak of himself, but only those things that he has heard. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. And so as we prepare ourselves to celebrate the ascension of our Lord and the coming of the Holy Spirit and this Holy Mass, let's prepare ourselves with the proper dispositions, okay? Being open to receiving the Word of God, the Word of truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Oh,